This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TV Employees Credit Union. Had to run over there yesterday. Service was impeccable. Didn't even really have all my stuff together. But, you know, email here, signature there, all good to go. It's the Knoxville TV Employees Credit Union, the official credit union of Three and Out, and with good reason. They got you covered. Anything a bank can do, they can do it. And as I've always said, everyone I've ever dealt with over there has been phenomenal. It's the official credit union of Three and Out, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Become a member at TVACreditUnion.com. Put them to work for you. I want to get some of this Twitter reaction. I kind of agree with this take. Alex says, Bob Stoops is Les Miles. Oklahoma fans are tired of him by the time he retired, mostly for holding on to his brother at defensive coordinator for too long. Does loyal to a fault sound familiar to anyone within our current struggles? Yeah. I mean, Captain Touchback did say Stoops took over 5-16, went 7-5 in year one, 13-0 in a national championship in year two. He also had a cast of assistant coaches that went on to big things, and he wasn't 60 years old then, so I don't know.
I do think he would be a fine bridge coach. I just don't think you're going to get back to, you know. I know Weston said, oh, he'd come in and maybe win the East or the – I don't think that would happen.
And Janeway said, listening to Matt, this hire actually raises the expectations for me. Chadwell and Napier are no longer the home runs it would have been before you got White, I think.
Yeah.
It just depends. I mean, if he goes and gets him, I'm going to feel even better about him.
Yeah, like that's kind of where I am. Again, there's a few things with this hire that I don't think we've touched on. This is really just I go back to this. This is honestly the biggest hire that the Vols have made since Kiffin. When you just look at your board and you're like, who's number one on my list? All right, that's the guy. That's who I'm going to go get. I'm not taking no for an answer. That's what they did. Whenever I look at Danny White's history of who he's gone and hired, kind of like you just said, Houston, if he spots that talent for Jamie Chadwell, I'm going to feel good about it. And it might blow up in our face. We don't know, but you got to look at a guy's track record, and it's like he doesn't have a miss yet. So I'm going to give him a little bit more confidence. I understand as Tennessee fans, we are hesitant to anything that is about to happen. We have been burned so many times this last decade. You're always kind of guarding your heart. So, based off our options, if he does view Jamie Chadwell, I still like it. The more I watch Jamie Chadwell's offense, I actually feel confident that he would be able to make a decent transition into the SEC.
Yeah, you put a good staff around him. I don't think that'd be a problem.
And Jamie Chadwell could be the next Urban Meyer. He could be the next Tom Herman. He could be the next Scott Satterfield, who's kind of struggling at Louisville. I mean, those are kind of the types of guys that were, like, you know, really highly touted young, hot coaches.
Right.
You know, we see it even more in college basketball, where a guy takes a 15 seed to the Sweet 16, and then he gets a massive job. And sometimes they never look back. Sometimes they really are that good, and they roll on. Sometimes they get to the big program and just don't have it.
Right.
Matthew says you can't compare Butch and Caldwell. Butch took a Cadillac made by Brian Kelly and devalued it. Chadwell took over a crap situation at multiple stops and made it good within 1 to 2 years. Bad take by that caller. Yeah, I agree. I don't – just because you're going to crap on a guy because some other guy was in a similar type of trajectory and blew it. Like, you can't – I mean, that's a simplified version of the situation.
I just hope Danny White does exactly what he's done when he's made all of his previous hires. I hope he doesn't get here and try to reinvent the wheel. Oh, I'm at Tennessee now. I can do this. I can just, like, use your intuition that you've used to hire the coaches you've already hired. And don't be influenced by big money boosters. We have plenty of big money. Just make the right hire. Oh, I love reading all these tweets by media members having to just eat the crow.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm going to throw a name out there.
Okay.
This is not. This is a Google name.
Oh, boy.
Phil Longo.
All right, I'm Googling it. It's worth a Google.
He's currently the offensive coordinator at North Carolina.
Hmm.
He was at Ole Miss as the OC from 2017 to 2018.
Okay. From New Jersey.
Kind of got a...
Hey, now that's my birthday.
I'm just saying.
Air raid style.
Okay. Okay.
Not entirely, but he comes from that tree whenever you kind of look at how he's gone about his style. I'm just throwing
like
it out.
He'd be down on the list, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, I'm not... I don't know. I'm just trying to think outside the box because of where we're at now, and I kind of view the Danny White thing as out of the box, and again, like that's fallen down a list. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw out that one random name. So if that's the guy, it's just like Davey called it. So
you're not calling it, but you're making sure you get credit. I like that. Not always right, but never wrong. It's just smart to do. What did you guys think about the rumor that they're willing to spend $7 million plus? Because I heard that number yesterday a couple times off social media, like in private conversations, that Tennessee's willing to spend the cash. Like, if I told you Tennessee's going to spend $7 million a year on their next head coach, who is that? $7 million?
I don't.
Who are you going to get for?
Yeah,
I mean that's a big number.
Chris Peterson.
You guys always laughed at me when I brought up Chris Peterson. He's out there. He's available.
He's not coming here.
Yeah, that's what you always do. That's exactly what it
he's
was.
He's not.
He's got the itch too.
It's not a good fit.
Not a good fit. Why is that? Auburn just hired Harsin.
Brian was at Texas for a bit, though.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't come up with that. I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, what? Like, I don't know what we're...
Brian just DM'd me and said, how far down the list do we go before we just consider punting, naming Steele the interim?
That's not happening
never,
with...
Never.
Yeah, that's not...
That's where I was going. After yesterday, we ain't doing that. I'm sure Kevin Steele was furious yesterday. Maybe just sadly sobbing in the corner. Maybe not furious. But, yeah.
Chris Peterson's only had 1 year where he's not been in California, Idaho, Oregon, or Washington. And that 1 year was the quarterback's coach at Pittsburgh in 1992.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Bear on the horn?
We do.
Bear. You're on three now. What's up, buddy?
Phil Longo. What's this guy's name? Hudson?
Phil Longo.
Phil Longo. Just throwing it out there.
Phil Longo.
Yeah. I said you'd have to Google it. You should Google it. It's worth a Google.
I mean, you drinking this morning, kid?
Phil
What's
Longo?
Going on?
What? He was... Never mind. Go ahead, Bear. What you got for us?
I mean,
that
goes against everything they said.
Question.
I can't remember which one of you guys said it earlier.
It does. Maybe
the show,
maybe they want to bring him in as the OC. Who knows?
Hmm.
You never know. I don't think it's I wouldn't be surprised if we're totally shocked about who it ends up being.
No, that's all we said.
That's what Dave said, yeah. He would not be surprised.
We reset the board, and I didn't expect the Danny White thing because I thought it was out of our league, and now I think the head coaching hire is probably going to be in the same boat.
Yeah. Like, we didn't even think of Danny White until and Trey just mentioned it casually, I think Monday or Tuesday, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, but,
we talked about him last week, and I don't know if you heard this, Bear. Like, we were all like, probably not going to get that guy. Like, he felt unattainable.
He sounds like he's a good fit for us. Yeah, I mean, I mean.
Oh, no, I agree.
You know, I mean, he's got, I said it on the drive yesterday, he's got a lot of personality. I don't know if you you've seen a whole lot of him on camera. He's fairly brash. I mean, he should fit in well here as long as he can deliver.
Yeah, I can't remember what UCF, I don't know if he writes for UCF or covers, but he said Tennessee just hired the right type of bleep hole.
Oh, that was Stephen Godfrey. Oh,
okay.
And then Ryan Bass on Twitter, I think it's he covers Central Florida. He says a lot of good things.
Yeah, he said he's the best athletic director in the country, right? Wasn't that his hot take?
Yeah, that's his convention. So,
Houston, you said, I mean, I don't know if you could say who it was or if it's kind of keeping it quiet, but someone at UCF like absolutely loves the guy.
Loves him. Spends a lot of time with him. Loves him.
Well, I didn't realize that the Whites and the Mannings were as close as they are.
Yeah, because Kevin with Cutcliffe, that bridge has kind of been built there.
Yeah,
the 70s.
I just got a DM, Bear, that word is Peyton has been helping already to land Danny White a big fish.
Huh. I don't know. I don't. It all depends on who's defining big fish.
That's fair.
My guy, I think, and I mean, I love Lane Kiffin. I just don't think that's the direction they're going to go in.
That's fair.
I don't know.
I don't know. If you'd asked me this 2 weeks ago, I'd have said no shot, even though that's who I want. I do think the door is more cracked now for Lane Kiffin than it was. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't know. He might be on the no list.
That's my question for everybody. Keep in mind, I'm on the Lane train. Why do you want it?
Offensive guy, great recruiter, made some mistakes, hasn't made a mistake since. Fun offense, great story, prodigal son, wants the job.
That mentioned he puts up points.
Bear, I want him because it'd be great for Fan Run Radio, buddy.
Oh, man.
Win, lose, or draw, buddy. We got stuff to talk about.
Oh, I mean, even Russ admitted that. I mean, Lane
moves the needle.
I mean, we had him on the drive. I mean, he's very accessible.
Yeah,
very acceptable. Yeah,
His maturity level and sense of humor somewhat matches ours in a lot of respects. So, I mean, it'd be a match made in heaven. But anyhow, it should be interesting. I mean, this is I don't have the overwhelming sense of doom anymore. I feel like that, you know, even though, and it, you know, we're going to have to be real patient. Just because it was a fantastic hire. It really is. But this is not going to be an easy road back for Tennessee on football.
No.
There's no snapping your fingers and turning this around right now. I mean, it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of patience out of the fans. And the problem, you know, is that, I mean, they've been telling us to be patient for 10 years now.
Yep. It's not about the mountain. It's the climb.
Exactly. So, I mean, the only other thing, I thought one of you guys said it earlier, and I really agreed with it. I'm done with hopping onto the cult of personality right off the bat.
Okay.
You know? I mean, everybody's wanting to lionize Dondi Plowman. My problem is, she signed off on those raises and extensions.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Then she also got him fired, and got one of them fired and saved us about $13 million.
I kind of feel like they should have saved themselves 14.2.
Fair enough.
Let's be honest. I'm huge. Nobody doubts. I've been one of the biggest former bases station, but I guess should have been fired for cause, dude. This stuff went down on his watch.
I don't disagree.
You think
we'd
laugh with Nate if one of us pulled something that, you know, threaten the entire business? We'd be canned. We aren't talking about, you know, pushing a red button and shutting down the station and almost causing a mid-air disaster.
Hmm. Yeah, who did that? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I had help. The true story of that night will come out one day, boys. It will come out. All right, you guys take it easy.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Bear. Appreciate it, buddy.
From Bear, let's go south to Tampa. We got Blake in Tampa up next. What's up, Blake?
What's going on, fellas?
You got any insight for us down there in
the binoculars
the great
on
state
him?
Of Florida? What can you tell us about old Danny White?
Well, I can tell you, I don't know much about Danny White, but I can tell you from a perspective of three UCF grads that I work for.
Okay.
One said yesterday that they are extremely sad to see Danny White go.
Very sad.
They're a recent grad within the last 2 years, so they've seen the Scott Frost of the world. They've seen what he did for the university. So it's kind of a big deal. Another one said, give it 3 years and you'll be back within contention. So I got all giddy inside just thinking about that. And the other one told me that Danny White was a hire out of nowhere, never thought he'd leave. Sad to see him go, and holy bleep, it was a great hire for UT. So nothing but praise from three UCF grads.
When's the last time that happened for us? You know, Fulmer got raked by a bunch of people when he was AD. Kansas State was like, bye, John Curry.
Right.
See ya.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Dave Hart, nightmare. Nobody missed him when he left. This is amazing. We did it. We did something good. We're smart again.
In the honest opinion of one, he did say that he doesn't believe that Lane Kiffin is off the table just because he thinks Danny White can make it work. So take it for what you want, but I think a hire for Lane Kiffin is closer than you think.
No, thanks for the call, Blake. That's just what we needed.
I'm going to need a shower. Wow. Wow. Lane. From the Chadwell choo-choo to the Lane train.
To the Lane train.
Okay.
Full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead.
Troy Green.
The NFL playoffs, one of my favorite times of the year. You got AFC, NFC Championship weekend, Championship Sunday coming up this weekend. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot. Right now, new users, get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the championship round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. If you think the Chiefs are going to roll, you just pick the Chiefs, 25-1 odds. If you think they're going to get upset, or if you want to go with the Packers and Lambeau, you can roll with that, 25-1 odds. You can pick any team. You can just take a favorite. Or if you just know that one of the dogs is going to come out on top, then you can pick them as well and get the same odd boost. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is easy to use, and there's a range of betting options. You got all kind of product features like the multi-game parlays, same-game parlays as well. And you can do it all in the FanDuel Sportsbook app. We love it. You will, too. Use our promo code 3OUT if you haven't signed up before. That's 3OUT to use the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost. Market deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Back to the phone lines. We've got Jay up next on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. What's up, Jay? You're on 3 and Out.
Nate, in Houston, if I said in the last, 10 years or 12, however long Saban has been at Alabama, that the Tennessee Volunteers American football team is going to go out and hang 48 points on him, would you just laugh at me?
I'd question your mental health and probably tell you to seek help.
Yeah. And Lane did that in his first year, at Ole Miss.
Yep.
I mean, what are we talking about here? You know, what is there even to discuss? Is there the only thing that I can think that would hold up, that should hold up this hire? And y'all can answer this: is do you think there's a high probability he screws up again somehow? He didn't really do NCAA stuff. I mean, more of just, you know, Lane being Lane kind of stuff, but. At least get caught or whatever with NCAA stuff, but that's really what you have to ask yourself. What's the probability that he comes in here and screws up somehow and gets us into trouble?
That's it. That's the only question.
Little to zero.
That's the question. Yeah. I mean, because I think if you thought it was a high probability, if you truly thought it was a high probability, you probably can't do it given what we just went through. But I don't think he would, because it would ruin his career.
Yeah.
And I think he knows that. I think he knows that it would ruin his career, and Lane's too smart of a coach to have to do that kind of stuff.
No, I don't think he'd come here and mess up. I really don't. I'm not saying he'd win big, I just don't think he'd mess up.
I don't think he would either. It's perfect. I think he would take Kevin Steele and Rodney Gardner on his defensive staff. It's an easy transition, sell a lot of tickets, win a lot of games.
Be excited doing it. I mean, even if, like you said, even if you lose to Alabama, at least you know you can score points. At least you know that you're walking to the stadium, year one, Lane Kiffin, Alabama game, and you're like, you know, probably won't win this, but man, it's gonna be fun to watch. Unlike right now, where you feel like you're just walking to the gallows.
Mm-hmm.
If we hang next year, Lane, and we hang 45 on Alabama and lose to them, you know, 55-45, how upset are you going to be?
Next year, I'll be fine.
Yeah, next year.
In 3 years, you know, it would be annoying, but you know,
it would. I don't even know what that would feel like. I mean, it'd be like an out of body experience to score that many points on Alabama.
After Jeremy Pruitt, just to score that many points on an SEC team
in two games combined.
Yeah.
Y'all hang in there, guys. See you.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
It's a really good point. It's a really good point. The only risk with Lane. Does he know how to call great offense? Check. Is he engaging with the fans? Check. Does he have experience recruiting in the SEC? Check. Can he hire a good staff? Check. Well, I mean, what's the minuses? Maybe a little immature.
Here's a question. Instead of coming to Tennessee in 2009, he goes to Auburn, leaves for a year, and everything else is the exact same. Is anyone talking about we can't hire him?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the only reason people don't want to hire him is because we hired him before.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
How does that make sense?
It's not. And, it's a loser mentality. Like,
it's not like you hired him and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, you have to push forward. You can't say, you know, well, I'm not going to buy that stock because it went down yesterday. You know, like that's what we're doing. It's like that was a hot stock a while back, but man,
then it went down and it's still on its way back up.
I was about to buy it, but then it went down yesterday. So I don't know.
Long term,
I guess it's really more like I bought that stock a few years ago and it went down a couple days in a row, and I sold it real quick, and then it dropped more, and now it's back up to where it was.
Or
people,
above it.
And people think it's going to keep going up. But I don't want to buy it again just because it went down last time I bought it.
Right.
I mean, really, that's all it is. I know it's going to go up. But it went down last time, a few years ago. And I panicked and I sold it. And so now I'm like, what? It's like saying, I'll never get married because half you other people get divorced. So I'm not going to try. We gonna try?
It's just too expensive, in my opinion.
We gonna try, or are we just gonna like try and, you know? I don't want an athletic director that just makes the hire that is gonna be the safest for his job security. That's the way Butch Jones coached football, and it got us just kind of started us into this mess. Lane Kiffin does not coach football that way.
No, he's all or nothing.
Give yourself the best chance to win.
I think that's him.
Even if there's more risk, I mean.
But like Davey said, there may be someone that I'm not even thinking of that he hires, and it's ultimately much better. And Lane can have his success at Ole Miss or wherever he ends up.
I mean, it's not like Lane's won a bunch of SEC championship games. I mean, I do feel like his time at Alabama, being able to get all the way there and, you know, and hoist the trophy and all that, like, that helps, I think, because he floundered at USC, he did still win a lot of games there. They just had expectations through the roof. It's kind of like the Tom Herman situation. And then he was at least able to go through that process of being on top with Alabama. And now he's run his own program at the college level for a few years at Florida Atlantic and then the 1 year at Ole Miss. I feel like the timing is right. It's perfect.
32.
Let's go to Andrew next on the G3 Help Me Hollins. What's up, Andrew?
I got a question, guys. Good morning, by the way.
Morning.
I have a couple questions, actually. Bear with me on this. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think Buffalo? Now.
Bills,
okay. Okay, let's do the college. Buffalo College.
Okay. Blue.
I just picture their, the mascot. The
okay.
Blue.
Okay, what's the first thing you think of now that comes to your mind when you think of UCF Knights? Go.
Undefeated national champs.
There you go.
Okay. Did you ever, and I know I picked NATO, the basketball team, the tournament run they had with when he was there as the athletic director.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing him and what he's done at UCF and Buffalo to Tennessee is like comparing a man who just went from making $100,000 to a man who makes $1 million.
Okay.
He did more with less, and that's exactly what we need. And mm-hmm. There's no coach out there that can do more with less than Lane Kiffin.
Ah, okay.
I'd argue Hugh Freeze, but go ahead.
Yeah, you could argue Hugh Freeze. But he's more of a risk because mm-hmm. he's doing it at Liberty while Lane Kiffin's doing it at Ole Miss in the SEC. And he's got more experience in the SEC.
True.
I would disagree. Hugh Freeze has had more seasons as a head coach in the SEC than Lane Kiffin has.
Okay, let's talk programs-wise. Did you ever even hear of Buffalo, really, before Danny White got there?
No. Weren't they one of the worst teams in college football before he hired Leopold?
I don't know.
Thank you. Yes. Before he got to UCF, did you even know they barely had a football team?
I knew they had a football team.
That was just because, isn't that where George O'Leary went after he, or is it? Didn't he lie on his resume or something? He got busted for it.
Remember.
I don't know. That's
that sounds right.
I remember.
Sounds
but
right.
Did you know anything good about them?
No.
You knew they existed, but that was okay. Now, when you look at him, you think, okay, all right, they're pretty good mm-hmm. every year.
Yep.
Consistently. What do you think about when you think Tennessee football?
Joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Joke.
Joke.
Exactly the programs that he took. They were jokes, and he turned them into serious contenders in whatever division they were in. You win the Southeastern Conference, though, you go to the national championship. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he can do here. I got faith in that. Have a good day, guys.
I like it, Andrew. I like it. That's why I'm with Houston. If Danny White hires Jamie Chadwell, I'm going to be like, let's ride. He believes in him. He thinks he's found the next star in college football. If he hires Lane Kiffin, obviously, we'll all be fired up about it.
Mm-hmm.
The AD hire, I said this yesterday before – I guess in the morning before we knew it had any inkling, I was like, really, the AD hire? I mean, as long as the guy doesn't screw it up, it really depends more on the coach hire. But then Plowman and Boyd and company actually went out and hired an AD that does make me feel better about the head coach hire.
Mm-hmm.
They could name, Joe Smith, who I've never heard of. And
Google Joe Smith.
If it was Danny coach. White hiring it, I would at least feel better about it than if it was – John Gilbert hiring it, right? Like, I would at least be like, all right, well, if Danny thinks he's the boy, then let's go. Back to the G3 Help Me Hotline.
Danny
we got
boy.
Nathan up next. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Morning, Nathan.
Good. So I actually graduated at UCF.
Okay.
Parents were from Kingsport area, and so always a big Volunteer fan, but so I was on campus basically kind of in that time where Danny White just showed up, Scott Frost was rolling, basketball team was rolling. And I can just tell you that, just being on campus during that time, you just felt like, you had a guy that had a vision that, they were trying to win. And, I mean, we've done this for 12 years where, just begging for our administration to kind of feel like that. And And that Orlando area, you know, it's full of Gator fans. It's full of Florida State fans. So, you know, yes, it's like one of the biggest schools in the nation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, to kind of have the ability to kind of bring that hype and, you know, to kind of have the momentum, not just going for football, but kind of, you know, for a lot of the sports team there. So it's only a good thing that he's coming on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've seen any negativity regarding Danny White. Mm-hmm. I mean, some fans are like, we'll see, but that's about it. I mean, national media loves the guy. Everyone at UCF loves the guy.
We talked about how Danny was at Fresno for a bit.
We have not talked about that, but yes, he was at, he was like, wasn't he a fundraiser there, like development or something?
Let me see.
That's where Kiffin went to school.
Like an associate AD. Like associate AD or something like that.
Well, thanks for the call, Nathan. I think that's, I mean, that's some good perspective there. I don't know. I mean, some people have some pretty – I think people are trying to tend towards kind of a all-or-nothing take on, you know, on Lane Kiffin or Jamie Chadwell or other coaches. But, I mean, really, as long as we get somebody that makes sense, I think, then it's just like, okay, let's see what happens.
Here's my message to the fans right now. Live in your dreams. There is maybe a 24-hour period where the head coach could be anybody. Mm,
anybody.
And, you know, don't get upset if your guy is not the one that gets picked.
I think I'm a little bit worried about that because people are really hyping themselves up into their specific guy.
That's where I'll say pump the brakes.
Mm-hmm. But live.
Just, yeah. Dare to dream.
Dare to dream.
A little Twitter reaction for you. Bone says Luke Fickell has been a head coach for 3 seasons and has won Coach of the Year twice. Kiffin is a mediocre hack.
Mediocre hack.
I mean, I appreciate him bringing Luke Fickell to the conversation, but I don't know about, I mean, mediocre hack seems a little...
it's a little harsh, right?
Yeah, a little little out there. T
mediocre hack.
Tweets in and says, I know it was lesser violations than Freeze's, but the fact is Lane has had some issues with the NCAA. Everybody ruled Freeze out because of his history of violations. Why is Lane different?
Hugh Freeze got hit with a show cause. Lane Kiffin did not.
Balls for Life says he thinks a lot of guys would want to play for Chadwell. He's got that personality you want a coach to have. He's not so sure that Napier has it, as we were kind of comparing those two earlier.
I think that's fair. Well, I could get on board with Napier, but it would not be nearly the level of excitement and certainty. Not that anything is certain when you hire a coach at Tennessee, but there are some guys who I just feel would do a better job more consistently than a Billy Napier. I just don't know enough about the guy.
And the question was asked earlier, who is the unattainable hire that we would pay $7 million? If we're truly talking about completely unattainable, Lincoln Riley makes 6.5.
When can I...
Final segment, hour number two, brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online, KnoxvilleSmiles.com, and make your appointment. Conveniently located in West Knoxville, Doctors Mullen and Costa, they got you covered. Keep those pearly whites white. Keep that smile rolling. We got Danny White. Who are we going to get? Football coach, next head football coach at the University of Tennessee. Do it all with Knoxville Smiles. Make your appointment online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
Mel Tucker, swing for Fulmer's trifecta.
I hate you right now. Just want you to know that. It's a deep hate.
You said during the break, what if Danny White just brings in Mike Leach?
It'd be fascinating. David, did you mention Jeff Lebby earlier?
We talked about him
not in the show, but we've talked about him before.
So Jeff Lebby is at Ole Miss as their offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach. You know where Lane stole him from?
UCF.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about Heupel earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I mean, because Lane took him from UCF after Lane left FAU. And, I mean, mm-hmm. Brian and Danny, both ADs at the time, like, I mean, in communication.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of Lane Kiffin ties to Danny White. He's been kind of quiet on Twitter ever since we announced the Danny White thing, you know?
I mean, if you get Lane
Brian
Kiffin,
Niedermeyer's been quiet on Twitter too.
If you get Lane Kiffin, like he's bringing Lebby with him, right? I mean, he's not.
I would think so.
I think Levy just comes with him. He may keep Kevin Steele.
They have not announced that the Rodney Garner hire is official, no. Correct?
Okay. They did say that there will not be any hires made with Kevin Steele. So, like, Kevin Steele doesn't have the ability to make a hire
okay.
right now.
Thank God.
So they did officially tell him because that was the talk. I guess what
you
was
are
it Monday
the substitute teacher
Monday or Tuesday that he's like, hey, we need to fill the staff to hold this together.
Well, that was the talk. Yeah, like
and they were like,
take
nah.
Kevin Simon off of his current position, move him on the field to try to keep
Hank T.
And then you're like, well, if we can get Rodney Garner, we can start really hitting the recruiting trail and try to get some guys on defense. But
and they're yeah. like, why don't you just hang up on that? Just hold tight.
Which. Okay, obviously at this point we've known that they've been trying to go get Danny White for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't just something where it's like, all right, we fire Phil, and then it's like...
Start the search. Yeah. Yeah, they'd already... Yeah, yeah.
So...
Well, I hope Lane Kiffin doesn't bring DJ Durkin if he comes. I mean, that defense sucked this year, first of all, and then Durkin's got all that baggage anyway.
Maryland
so
stuff,
I think I'd rather just have Kevin Steele stay on, unless he's going to sabotage the program from the inside and be a little rat like he's... Was it?
Go get Alex Grinch.
Auburn.
Mm. That was a long con by Steele to not pay off, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work put in behind the scenes when you could have been watching tape and fixing your defense.
Let me go to coaching hot board and see where the next place he can attempt a coup is at.
Do you think when they interviewed Danny White, and I'm sure they did, but he already has to have a list, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Any good AD already has a list.
You know, there was actually a press conference that I watched yesterday when Scott Frost announced that he was going to go back to Nebraska. And Danny White was talking about that exact thing. He said any good athletic director is always prepared, always has some names, always has some guys. So
yeah.
you think in that interview they were like, who can you get, you think? And he was like, well, here's seven guys, and I guarantee I get one of them.
Probably.
And then
I mean, wouldn't you have to ask that question if you're hiring an AD?
Yes.
And he gets picked as football coach? Hey, yes. What is... At least, also, like, what's your process going to be? What's your timeline? How long do you think, like, if we announce you on a Monday, well, you know, how many days in do you think until you could have everything lined up, done, and then we could have the head coach press conference?
I wonder how many coaches across the country, because we read the coaching quotes yesterday from Joe Rexroad in The Athletic. I wonder yesterday how many coaches were like, oh, man, that Tennessee job, there's just no. They hired Danny White, and then, you know, sent him a quick text or something like that. Like, how many coaches yesterday, when that was announced, called their agent and said, put a feeler out to Tennessee because that's a different move right there?
Well, I mean, let's just go through the conferences. So I think that probably puts Luke Fickell at least a guy that would consider making the jump.
Attainable, yeah.
Out of the ACC, I don't know if there's any real people that make sense in that conference. I mean, you either got, you know, Brian Kelly or Dabo, and then a lot of guys we probably don't want or are kind of embedded in their current situation.
Mm-hmm.
In the Big 12, there's Matt Campbell. We choked about Lincoln Riley being the unattainable $7 million man.
Buyouts close to $31 million.
I'm sorry, what? $31 million?
A little less than $31 million. It's like 30.9.
In that case,
we just saved 13, 14. So
money's not an option.
But I mean, there's Matt Campbell. There's Mike Gundy.
Let's go get him another raise. That'd be good. Yeah.
I don't know. T-Boone's not there to match it. So
that's true. It's true.
He might actually.
I know you don't want a defensive guy, but. I mean, Gary Patterson was almost our coach once.
No.
It was the wrong move to probably not hire him then. All right, to the Big Ten. You got Allen at Indiana, who's got an insane buyout.
Yep.
Who Jeremy Pruitt beat. That'd be weird. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern's a defensive guy. I don't think he really want anybody else in the West.
He's landed Ryan Helinski.
Oh, yeah. He did, didn't he?
Did you mention Matt Campbell?
Yeah, I did. I thought I did.
What's his buyout? I don't think
I
he did.
About it.
It doesn't he have a... I think his is like $11
million. Wait, I wasn't listening. Who had the $30
million? Lincoln Riley.
A hair under $31 million. That'd be a pretty tough check to write.
Matt Campbell's buyout is $6
million. Maybe that's where the $7 million number came from. Like, we've got money if we need to buy somebody out. It's not the contract. It's the
that'd be $6 million to Iowa State, and then he gets $1 million. What are you talking about?
You're just got exaggerated. It's like we it's just like we could spend $7 million if we had to get the right guy.
Oh, okay. To steal him up. Yeah, okay. Go steal Sarkisian from Texas. Like, hey, this was a fun month. Later.
I think our
head coach has already been hired.
I don't know if he's been hired, but I'm fascinated. I cannot wait to hear what Danny White says today.
I mean, the Buffalo guy's probably the best MAC coach on the board, right? And they've got ties. I mean, that's probably who would be if it's something like that.
I hope they announce it tomorrow. Be a fun voluntary reaction.
Ole Miss's athletics director, they did not disclose Lane Kiffin's new buyout and his contract extension, but he said it's healthy.
Well, the rumor is he hasn't signed it yet. Mm. The rumor is he waited and hasn't signed it. That he's kicked it around for a little bit and kind of played the waiting game to see if maybe, just maybe, that's just rumor.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, this job comes open.
In the Mountain West, I mean, Boise State's already lost their coach. I don't know who the San Jose State guy is that went undefeated, but... You look at anybody in the Pac-12? Is anybody out there?
No, I think Cristobal just got that huge raise. He'd probably be the only one I'd like.
He did.
Let's see. You go steal Ryan Day from Ohio State?
What's the Utah guy's name?
No. Kyle Whittingham.
I could be okay with Whittingham.
That'd be kind of a left field, kind of probably pretty safe hire. It'd be weird for recruiting. It'd be kind of like Auburn hiring Harsin.
I could see Kyle probably leaving now. I know he's there.
Kind of got hot, had his moment. Now he's kind of fallen off. The Pac-12 is just a mess. You can't even play football out there, really.
He also just had one of his best players die. Like,
well, I didn't know that. I didn't remember.
It's like
that.
The Pac-12 freshman of the year got shot.
Oh yeah, I didn't remember that.
Jeff Munkin, Army.
Ryan Day's buyout is $3.5 million.
Ryan. Yeah, he's going to leave Ohio State.
We're talking unattainable?
Unattainable.
It's like, you want a chance against Nick Saban every year? Come on down.
Yeah, it's worked out so well for him.
Well, let's just pull the Doug Dickey. Just hire Dan Mullen.
Just steal him. Right. I mean, no, don't want him. I hate him now.
He's not happy. Let's just take him. He'll know all their secrets.
Brian Kelly.
What's Brian Kelly's buyout?
Danny White played at Notre Dame.
Brian Kelly.
I know, he killed a kid.
Kevin was the AD at Notre Dame.
Kevin. Oh, was he really before he went to Duke?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Jim McElwain.
He didn't have a successful tenure at Notre Dame. I mean, he gave Charlie Weiss like a 10-year deal, so.
Yeah. And the Whittingham.
That was brutal.
Right? Was he there then?
There's no official number on Brian Kelly's buyout, but they say it's in the range of $15 million.
He ain't worth that.
15. Yeah. You don't like the damn Mullen plan?
No.
You know, there is a guy that
he'd be our guy,
followed Brian Kelly around for a good bit.
What's Butch Jones' buyout at Arkansas State? He's having trouble hiring coaches. Yeah, well, most success we've had in the last decade.
And now I'm to the Sun Belt. That's it. That's it for FBS conferences.
Justin Wilcox, Cal. Defensive guy. Been here before. A lot of people said if he doesn't leave that Derek Dooley has that team winning the East in year three.
I can believe that, but I don't think he's been successful enough to.
Do you think the Big 12
– I'd rather go with Jamie Chadwell.
Do you think the Pac-12 coaches are looking to jump ship because they don't get to play many football games now, or do you think –
No, they're probably really happy since Larry Scott got fired.
Well, that – and I mean, I was looking, I was like, man, Wilcox only played 4 games this year, and then I thought, well, God, that's an easy job. Like, yeah, we only had 4 game days this year. It's pretty simple. I just sat around the house most of the rest of the time. Can't practice COVID. Have a few Zoom meetings and call it a day.
I'm scrolling through the D1 FBS coaches.
Yeah.
And, of course, the only one on the entire list, Tennessee Volunteers, SEC, head coach, vacant. It's just we really are the only one. Hey, there's no competition, right?
Yeah.
There's no competition.
Go after anybody you want.
Jamie Chadwell.
You want to know Kyle Whittingham's buyout?
Yes.
$21.2 million.
What?
Whoa. Lord,
no.
21 at Utah.
Correct.
At Utah.
Correct.
$21 million. Wow.
Danny, I would like to be your next head coach.
Danny, this is Brady Oak. I know what it takes to lead through these challenging times. I would like to be your football coach, Danny.